In John chapter 4, we read of an account where Jesus was at a certain well, speaking to a woman of Samaria, and asking her to draw water for him that he might have a drink. And it was during this period of time that the woman began to ask Jesus certain questions. We find there in John chapter 4 and verse 19, "The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Now, Jesus was declaring a specific principle here concerning the worship of God and how it is that we are to approach our God in our worship. It's not simply enough that we have the right intention or the right attitude. It's not simply enough that we put our hearts and our souls behind the worship that we offer to our God. It's not simply enough that we enjoy ourselves, as some seem to think, and that as long as we are happy with the worship, that therefore our God must be happy in accepting what we have had to offer to him. Jesus said that we must worship him in spirit, but also in truth. And truth is one of those things that people talk an awful lot about and don't have very much understanding about it in many instances. But truth is that which never changes. It is true that certain things are characteristic of an individual at a given time, but that those things will change. For example, it's true that I am 41, but I have not always been 41 years old, and I will not always be 41 years old. As another birthday approaches, I'll one day be 42, Lord willing. But it is currently true that I have attained the age of 41 years. But that is not truth. Biblical truth is that which does not alter, that which does not change, that which is not adaptable by the attitudes and the ideas and the desires of men and women in the Lord's church, in the denominational world, or in the religious world at large. Biblical truth is that which is given to us as a finality, as a basis upon which we can base our own concepts of our God and the worship that we offer him. We are to worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, where is it that we can find this truth? Well, Jesus praying to the Father there in John chapter 17 and verse 17, and speaking of his disciples, he prayed to the Father that they would be sanctified through thy truth. Sanctify them, Father, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is the truth that we must seek anytime it is that we are worshiping our God. Therefore, whatever it is that we do and offer to our God as worship must have the foundation of truth, the Bible, the Word of God. We must have a thus saith the Lord, a commandment for every action that we offer to our God as worship. It's not just simply how we feel about it, what we think about an action, but what is it that God has commanded? What has he directed of us? What is the truth of the matter in our worship to our God? Make no mistake about it, we must worship with all of our heart, but we must only and always do so according to the truth of God's holy word. I thank you for your time.